Hello, and welcome to this edition of Compass Podcast. I'm Laura Werbner, your public relations coordinator here at San Juan Regional Medical Center. You probably recognize my name because you receive a lot of communication from me. A lot of that comes through your email inbox, but I also send information to you in other more subtle ways, like when you log on to your computer screen, you get those messages. Those are from us in marketing. We produce flyers. We do all kinds of things. I love to share information with you about what's happening in our organization. And my most favorite thing to do is to find and tell stories, to share your stories and our patients' stories. A little bit about my story. I have a master's degree in communications from Eastern New Mexico University. I also have a bachelor's degree in broadcast journalism from Syracuse University. I actually grew up in the Syracuse area, about 30 miles away from the university in upstate New York, which is very much different than living here in New Mexico. And I worked in television news up until I moved to Farmington. But my passion remains for telling stories. And that's a little bit about what we're going to talk about today is storytelling. Every week, I have the privilege of bringing you a new caregiver story. I send those via email, actually on Tuesdays. These stories I gather in so many different ways. Sometimes there will be a leader who will reach out and suggest I follow up on one of their caregivers who's doing something amazing, or maybe an event that happened that they think would make a really good story. I get a lot of tips, too, from reading the Daily Safety Huddle. There's the great catches in there. There are so many compliments from patients in there. And I'll often read something and say, I bet there's more of a story here. And I follow up on those. Like I said, we get those great catch submissions. We also get value story submissions. So there's a lot of ways that stories come to us. But I know there are so many more stories out there to share. I know that there's so much happening every single day on every single one of your units and departments. But the thing is about that, I really can't learn about those stories if I don't know about them. So I'm going to ask you to do a few things for me today. The first thing I want to ask is share when there's a great story. Tell somebody, tell a coworker, tell your manager. I am so happy to do the follow-up, make phone calls, conduct interviews, and write the stories so we can share them within our organization. The second ask I have of you today is if you could, please take a few minutes every week to read the story that comes out. Again, they come out on Tuesdays, so look for those in your email inbox. I usually send them pretty early in the morning. And if you know the caregiver involved in the story, reach out to them. Tell them that they did a good job. One thing we've learned from our caregiver engagement surveys over the past few years is that recognition is so important. It's just nice to be recognized and told that you did a good job. And sometimes we really need to hear that. So sharing these stories is one way that we can recognize each other. I recognize each person who I tell a story about. And then when you read the story, you know, you can recognize that person. If you know that person, give them a pat on the back, print it out, put it in your break room, and share it with somebody. Really, I believe that reading stories gives you a renewed appreciation for all the amazing work that's going on in our organization. Sometimes it's easy to feel down and get discouraged. And when that happens, I really hope that you can take a look around the incredible people you work with and just see how many lives you've touched. See how much what you do makes a difference. No matter what else is happening, you all come together for our patients and for each other. We really are fortunate to be a part of this group of really inspirational and talented caregivers. I recently sent out a story and had a caregiver respond back to me, which I love to hear. So if you ever want to respond to a story, feel free to send me a private email back. I love to hear your thoughts and opinions and just your feedback on what I shared. This caregiver said, I really just want to let you know how much I appreciate getting these little stories. They help remind us how much we can impact others by doing our job well. And I think that's really so true. They do give us those great reminders of the great things going on, the wonderful job each of you is doing, and really shows how people are making an impact by living our core values. I wanted to share a couple examples with you today. These are some recent stories that we have shared. Our nephrology unit nurses see repeated patients frequently. They end up getting very close to many of them. Nurses Amber and Natalie took the time to go visit one particular patient who had been a repeat patient on their unit. We wanted to let her know the Neff family is behind her and thinks about her and is here to support her, Amber said. She started crying. She was really grateful to see us, Natalie said. She let us know we are like family to her. That is very impactful. Here's another recent story we shared about our information desk check-in service associates, Candy and Danielle. They received the Gold Glove Award, and they were also honored by the board for recognizing a potential victim of domestic violence. They were able to immediately get that person out of danger, get that person medical attention, call law enforcement, who came and actually reacted to the situation and the alleged abuser who was there as well. It's a natural thing to be protective, Candy said. When someone is looking at you with fear, we have to react and make sure everyone is okay. That was a really powerful story and an incredible example of how they live the values to really help that patient who was in need. I've got one more to share with you. This is a story about the pharmacy. They were recently called upon to provide an antidote to a very sick patient who had ingested pesticide. But the antidote was so rare and unusual that the pharmacy didn't have the full quantity of the medication to be able to do the full treatment duration. So pharmacy director Aaron, pharmacists Scott, Megan, and Heather, and tech Amber all began making phone calls. They called all local hospitals that were near us, and they started widening their circle. Finally, as they continued calling and got a little further out, they began to find what they needed. Not only did they find it, but they took the time to actually drive to these different locations. Amber drove to Shiprock to pick up atropine and also to Gallup for the antidote. Megan drove to Fort Defiance. Aaron drove to Presbyterian in Albuquerque, and with all them working together, they were able to piece together a full treatment, really showing sacred trust. So that's just a little taste of the inspiration delivered to your inbox weekly. And if you get anything from this podcast, I'd really just like you to remember that storytelling is powerful. Stories connect us. They allow us to really share experiences with each other, understand one another better. It can be therapeutic. I invite you to share one of your stories. I would love it if it was with me, but it doesn't have to be. Share a story with a trusted coworker, with one of your leaders. Maybe share an impactful story with a family member or one of your friends. They might be able to better understand where you're coming from and what you've been through. Thank you for listening to this little story about your stories. I look forward to sharing more of them very soon. Remember, I am only a phone call or an email away. Thanks.